we continue our quest for authentic manhood, and we're in the sixth chapter that's dealing with facing the father wound. Usually as we look at this, it's the absent father wound. But let's summarize where we're at, okay? So we're, first of all, in a process of seeking to make sense of why we are the way we are. Why are we the way we are? Why do we do what we do? Why do we think this way? And each of us has a story to tell. It may not be as exciting as the next guy's story, but each of us has a story to tell. And each of us is, to some degree, a product of the past. We bring our past with us. We've got that suitcase. We've got that backpack. And so we've got a story to tell, and we are a product of the past. And each of us is, in some ways, controlled by the past until we consciously and willfully choose to break that control. So how are we in dealing with this father wound and to be able to face it? We are exploring the first of five major wounds in life that shape us. We have scars. We have these things that have happened to us. And some of it is good and some of it is bad. It's just life. It's just how it is. The good things that we have from our past shape us, and the bad things. And sometimes it may not be bad. It might just be not so good. But either way, it's how these things have affected our life in such a way that we react a certain way, we value certain things. It's just how it is, and we, to be honest about that, helps us move forward. And this wound is being inflicted upon sons at epidemic levels today. And if we were to take the time and sit down with men all over the place, and even daughters, but if we were to sit down and talk to men and talk to them and get them talking about their father, it would be amazing what would come out. Some of the discussions that I've had with different individuals over the years, and I start asking about their father, and you can just see a hesitancy to want to talk about that because the pain is so deep. And these are tough guys. These are guys that could laugh about a bunch of things, could get angry, fight, and yet you start talking to them about their father, and it's amazing what comes out and what doesn't come out at times. So we're also going to look at eight proactive remedies for the absent father wound. So if you're a dad, we need to make sure that your son or sons have the essentials. The essentials. These are important. If you're a dad, we want to make sure your son has the essentials. So you need to make sure that he hears, first of all, I love you. To hear the words, I love you. And there's affection there. You're going to have three A words here. I love you, and that's affection. Secondly, I'm proud of you, and that's admiration. And then thirdly, you're good. You're good. And that's affirmation. So I love you, that's affection. I'm proud of you, that's admiration. And you're good, and that's affirmation. And this is exemplified. This is illustrated in a story in the book of Luke. In the book of Luke and in all the Gospels, there's talk of Christ's baptism and there's talk of his transfiguration. And let me read to you from Luke chapter 9, beginning at verse 28. Now about 8 days after these sayings, took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And he was praying, and as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the two men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. As he was saying these things, and this is the part we're getting to, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, and this is the Heavenly Father talking about his Son, Jesus Christ, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. Now we see this affirmation after Jesus' baptism also. It says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And then we see here in this transfiguration context, "Hear him." So we see these things of affection, admiration, affirmation. "I love you, my beloved Son. I am proud of you." This is my beloved Son. It was like, this is my Son. And then, "You're good." Hear him. He listened to him. He's got something to say. He has value. And so if it's good enough for the Heavenly Father to speak of his Son in this way, you could say, well, Jesus knew how his dad felt, but it was said. There's something beautiful about that. So make sure he hears those things. And then back to our notes here, make sure he has a manhood vision, and we'll be talking about that in the weeks to come, a manhood vision, a code of conduct, okay? When your son is doing life, what's his word mean? What does he value? What commitments to keep? There's a code of conduct that he knows. He's watched it modeled, and it is something that's been talked about. And then lastly, a transcendent course or cause. It's the idea of that there's something greater than himself that he's living for, transcendent, something that is above that, and that is a calling of God on his life, that there's something eternal to his life. So if you're a dad, you make sure your son has those essentials. And then also, if you're a dad, it's never too late to close the gap with your son or sons, no matter how old. Don't feel that, oh, I'm done, or I blew it. No. That could mean a phone call right now. That could mean a letter right now, an email, a text. I would recommend a phone call, or even just going and talking and closing that gap. If you've made mistakes, your willingness to go and say, "Hey, son, I want to talk to you about something. Daughter, I want to talk to you about something. What I did was wrong. Would you forgive me?" Or how is our relationship? To have that talk. Be willing to humble yourself and do that. And then if you're a single dad or a dad separated from your sons or son by divorce, or a dad who has inherited a sons through remarriage, seek help and a sound strategy. So the idea of learning what's the best way to handle these situations, as opposed to just laying it there, letting it stay the way it is. If it wasn't a good thing, do something about that. Pray. Take the steps. Do what it takes to make the relationship what it ought to be. And also, if you're a son wounded by a dad, choose to touch this wound responsibly. Take the proper steps in the right direction. How do we do that? Well, first of all, by choosing to forgive your dad. It may not change the relationship in the area of seeing them a certain amount of times and stuff like that, but it could. But also, it frees you by choosing to forgive your dad. And then by choosing to believe in God's justice, that God can take care of these things. Trusting him that he knows best, instead of holding vengeance and bitterness. That isn't healthy. So are you willing to take that step to choose to touch that wound responsibly? And then if your son a son wounded by a dad, courageously seek reconciliation with your father. See, there may be separation between you and your dad that springs from your dad's relational shortcomings. He just, boy, if I was that dad, I would be able to say that I love my son, but this, your son, your dad can't do that. And so what are you going to do? Are you going to say, well, he should be this way, or, well, that's how he is. Now I'm going to work with that relational shortcoming. So don't let that stop you. And then secondly, there may be separation between you and your dad that springs from past conflict, and you need to clean it up. You take the initiative. You take the step instead of waiting for him to do that. But he's older. He should know better. Well, yeah, you're right. But it may take you taking that step. And if you're a son wounded by dad, risk asking for your father's love. Wow, that would be quite the conversation if that's something that you've never talked about. Or if you're a son wounded by a dad, risk asking for your father's blessing. What a interesting thing to ask for, your father's blessing, especially if that's something that you would never have talked about. And if you're a son wounded by a dad, reclaim the relationship that you missed by becoming a good dad to your children. That's one of my prayers. My dad was a good dad. I'd like to be a better dad. Well, God's got to help me with that. Are you willing to take that step? My dad passed away back in 1990. And so that to have these discussions, it just isn't possible. So let me ask you some more questions, and these are questions that you can ask yourself and have discussion with people about if you'd be willing to do. Number one, have you released dad and assumed responsibility for your own life? Have you released dad and assumed responsibility for your own life? And if you could sit down and bare your soul to your father, what would you say to him? I've got some things that I would discuss with my dad. Well, what would you say to your dad if you could have that conversation? I can't now, but if I could, boy, there's some things I'd like to talk to my dad about, and they'd be good things. Apologize to him. Ask him what he was thinking when he had certain things in our home that shouldn't have been there. And to talk about it. Hopefully he'd talk to me about it. I don't know, but anyways. Number two, which of the 8 father wound remedies could you apply to your life right now? We listed a few there, but explain that. Which of the 8 father wound remedies could you apply to your life right now? And then thirdly, what do your children need from you right now? Are there things you are doing or not doing that may cause your children to be wounded later in life? Now, those are good questions to ask yourself. So how are you doing with this facing the father wound?